just unbelievable. Like, from losing last year and winning today, we're all just so delighted, and we work so hard all year round for this cup.
You did 90 training sessions, and Keith said, like, that's phenomenal.
90 trainings. First few, running, no ball at all. Running around 1.5k track, absolutely dying. Got onto the pitch, and here we are today, picking up that trophy.
And you were stronger, really, than Tyrone early throughout the game. I know they came back into a little bit in the second half, at the beginning of the second, but you were strong all over the field, weren't you? Like, and I'm sure all that fitness work and that training paid dividends.
Yeah, no, everyone today just upped it. We all wanted that cup so bad. I wanted to do it for Sligo and everyone, our parents, everyone. We all just had to up it to win. Because we played Tyrone during the year, and we only won by a point, so we needed to win a lot more. So we pushed, kept pushing, and we won, thank God.
You won, and well done.
Thank you.
Cara King. So Ciara Walsh, captain of Sligo, on the field here just after receiving the trophy. Just describe how you're feeling after winning the All-Ireland with Sligo.
I suppose it's probably undescribable. Hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's just an unbelievable feeling. The buzz around the place is unreal, and just the crowd and everything cheering us on. It's just, you can't put it into words how we feel now.
And when you came to the pitch today and everything else, did you ever expect that the team would play so well, that you brought your A game and really had such a dominant performance all over the field for so much of the game?
I definitely knew that performance was in us. It was just a matter of, could we all pull together on the day? And I had full faith that we would. Everything went to plan. So yeah, thank God we all came together and played very well as a team.
Ciara, going up to receive the cup, what was going through your mind when you walked up to receive the cup from the chairman?
I was just hoping I didn't forget to mention or thank anybody. That was about it, yeah.
So Anna McDaniel, what a day for yourself and the team and everybody associated with Sligo football.
Yeah, it's just an unbelievable experience, and it's just like, we did it last year, but we obviously couldn't get over the line, and this year we did, and it's just unreal. It's like something we never expected, but it's just a surreal feeling.
And like the ring of a Sligo All-Ireland champions, doesn't it sound great?
Yeah, I know Sligo haven't been great, but like this, we're coming up, and the under-16s are good as well. And the younger age groups are definitely going to make a difference.
And Anna, you worked really hard throughout the game. You were helping out the backs. You were going up forward. You got two great scores, one in the first half. But tell us about the one in the second half. It was amazing because it came all the way from the defence, didn't it? It was a great team score, and you were there to put it over from a narrow angle.
Yeah, it's all teamwork. Like, we all get back, defend, break it down, and just break up the pitch together. And then we trust everyone to just do the job and get it over the bar.
So there'll be great celebrations in Strandhill, Cullera, and all over Sligo tonight, and well-deserved to you for a massive game.
Yeah, definitely. It's good for the clubs as well, because where we like started playing Gaelic, and there's a good few from Cullera, so it'll be great celebrations.
Rachel McGoldrick. Rachel, not too many can say it, but you scored a goal in an All-Ireland final. Just let us know what you're thinking at the moment here on the field and in the skill and after becoming an All-Ireland champion.
Yeah, it feels amazing. You know, I never really thought I'd get a goal in an All-Ireland final. I suppose not many can say it. And it's an unbelievable thing to be able to say and tell people, you know, so it's...
And I was just thinking in the commentary box there, last year in Ballinasloe, the same position early, the ball went across the goal line and they cleared it. You know, it was so close to going in as an equaliser in the under-16 final. But today, it was great to see the green flag going up.
Yeah, it was. You know, last year there was a 5-man pile-up on the line, and I remember clear as day. So I suppose being in the same position, you just knew what you had to do and I suppose got the job done.
And Rachel, you play for Sligo Rovers, you play for Sligo, and it's just wonderful to have so much experience, like an under-16 All-Ireland final appearance last year. How much did that help you and the team today, those appearances in the finals last year at under-16 and a minor level?
I think they were, it was a massive impact, you know. All the girls, I suppose, towards the end of the game, the game management was very good, and there weren't as many nerves, you know, really calmed. More excited than nervous, so I think it really paid off being, you know, having the experience of losing, knowing what it feels like, and you know, we went out and won it today, so I suppose it proves we knew what it took. So,
and Rachel, one last question: it's great for the future of Sligo LGFA. You have 17, I think, players eligible for minor again next year, including yourself. So much to look forward to.
Yeah, there is, and we'd hope to, when the younger girls come up as well, we hope to challenge them and put them through their paces, you know, like the older girls put us through our paces this year. So hopefully we can come back again next year and be in the same position. It would be nice. So,
Kiva Flynn, Owen Rua, just describe what's going through your mind standing here on the pitch in Brewster Park, a day you'll never forget for the rest of your life, becoming an All-Ireland champion with your own county.
Oh, I'll never forget it. Absolutely delighted. So relieved after what coming through last year and the disappointment and getting stuck in this year and just working so hard and got the win in the end and played a good game, I'd say.
Kiva, you scored 110 in the final last year against Kerry. You were 10 points down. You came back and almost got the equaliser, the heartbreak. It makes it all worth it now, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember that game forever, just thinking about everything. So close, and the comeback and everything. But it's just brilliant to get over the line today. And just brilliant.
What's so good about the team, the spirit of the team? How is that? The team seemed very... the cohesion there in the play was just unbelievable. There was no spilled passes. Everybody knew what they were doing. It was like telepathic, really.
Well, we've all trained so hard all year, like since the end of October, I think it was. Trained so hard out together and in the cold and the rain. And we've all had that disappointment from last year and just came together as a team, and you can see that cohesion in us.
Tyrone in the first half, you dominated everywhere, really, Kiva. You know, you were you didn't get that goal. Like, Tyrone goalie played well, I think, in the first half. But if you got the goal, you could have been out of sight at half time. Maybe from a psychological point of view, it was better not to get the goal because you had to really work hard again in the second half. And Tyrone came into it. They raised their game in the first 10 minutes of that second half, and you responded.
Oh, they did, yeah. Well, they're a very strong team. They were always going to come back there in the second half, and we knew that. We were prepared. And we said that we have to get stuck in as well because we knew they'd be coming out hammering because it's an All-Ireland final, like you put everything on the line. So just delighted that we saw them off and won the game.
I have to ask you, Kiva, before you go, about your point in the first half. You know, there was a whole army of white jerseys in front for about 30 metres and you got the ball maybe 35 out with the outside of the right boot straight over the bar. Just describe that.
I have no idea. I've never done that before. Just... decided just go for it, and luckily it went over. I thought it was going a mile wide, but it just came in the last second. I was delighted that it went over.
Congratulations on being All-Ireland champion, and that score, it was a score worthy of an All-Ireland final, Kiva, and well done.
Thank you very much.
So Keith, we're here on the hallowed turf of Brewster Park. It'll be always synonymous in the history and the annals of Sligo LGA football for this historic occasion. Congratulations. Can you just describe your thoughts now? We're out in the field. What a momentous occasion.
Absolutely, yeah. To describe my thoughts is just sheer elation. I mean, you know, we've been here, there, all over the country playing games. And, you know, an hour up the road is where the happiest moment for Sligo LGFA at the moment is. And it's just fabulous. I mean, it really is. It was emotional earlier, but, you know, we're coming down off that high at the moment. It'll only be when we start getting on the bus and heading down the road that it really start hitting home again. But fabulous performance, you know, and again like that. An absolutely unbelievable surface to play on in a great pitch. I mean, the LGFA really excelled when this was organised, and this is absolutely fabulous, and this is what the girls should be worthy of every time they go out on the pitch.
Yeah, and Keith, I echo exactly what you said there. Wonderful occasion and venue, but did you in your wildest dreams ever think that your team would play so well as they did today in the All-Ireland final?
I suppose I did in my wildest dreams, but you know, we the management team chatted a chat before the game, and we thought that if 10, maybe 11 of the girls are on the A game and the rest are in a position to support, we'll do very well. We played Tyrone earlier in the year, and like that, you know, we were just above par. But today, like, I mean, you couldn't. 15 girls were just outstanding from the very first whistle to the last whistle. And even the girls who came in, we held the intensity as high as we could. And, you know, there was no weak link out there today. Really wasn't. So thanks be to God, we got over the line.
At 7 points to one up at half time, and you're really dominant in all sectors. What did you say to the team at half time? Because there's always a danger of complacency, isn't there, when you're controlling the game so well, and that's 6 points, which is still a very dangerous lead.
It is, especially when you have the forwards of the calibre that Tyrone had. 6 points was never going to be enough to get across the line. So what we said was that if we're able to keep the girl, keep match them when they score, because we know they're going to score. They're that good that they are going to score. And we said that if we're able to match what they score, what they put up on the scoreboard, then, you know, we'll be able to we'll get across the line. But, you know, they were just, I mean, they were a different animal in there. I mean, they really were. We've come out in second halves where we've lost second halves after having a good start. But you know, we just said to the girls, look, just keep going. And that's all. That's, you know, there's very little you can say to them. It's there to lose at half time. But with the way they went out there and played the second half, it was just unbelievable.
And final word, Keith, today is a historic day. It's the first All-Ireland LGFA for Sligo and the under-18s. And the future, just a word on that. Like, I know it's maybe hard to think about the future standing on the beautiful surface here, but just maybe it's full of hope, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I suppose the one thing about it is, and I was just talking to one of the ex-senior players there a second ago who devised this is the final leg of a development program that was created 4.5 years ago, and this is what we were told would happen. It's no surprise. I mean, we've seen these girls come and go. You know, the COVID side of it interrupted their progress. But when they came back in, you know, there was an under 16 final last year. There was a minor final last year, and they come together. And this is the rewards of that development. So I suppose the one thing about it is we can't just, as I said earlier to the other guys, you can't just throw all these girls into a senior panel or. There has to be a level of development and progress that they're phased into a senior team. And you might not get success next year, the year after, but you have to believe that in 4 or 5 years' time, when these girls and the girls behind them and the girls that have just finished last year proceed into the senior panel, that's how it's going to be devised and success will come. It can't be instantaneous because you won't be able to sustain it. So I'm just delighted that these girls got across the line. I mean, it is, as you said, it's a hallowed turf. It'll go down and it'll be synonymous with Sligo LGFA for years to come. So long may it last.
It'll be great celebrations tonight in Cliffany and Drumcliff and Sligo Town, Colooney, Inniscrown, Screen, Eastkey, Drumard, everywhere, all over Sligo, you know, Eastern Harps. Well, brilliant day for the county.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I've said it before, and I said it all the previous years and last year and the year before, the thing about Sligo LGFA, this isn't Keith McLaughlin, Brian King, Kieran Kilkenny or Jerry Quinn. It's not their success. This is the success of all clubs right across the county. It's the success of parents, it's the success of club coaches that give their time Saturdays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, whatever it is they train, that they're able to go out there and train these girls in their clubs. They come into us, they trial, and all we do is trying to give them direction. We fine-tune a certain amount. So when you say there, the celebration throughout the county of Sligo, it's absolutely, that's exactly what it is. Every single person in the county that's involved with the Sligo LGFA can be very proud of what they have here on the pitch, because it's their success. It's not just down to 4, 5, 6 guys or the 7 guys with the female liaison officers and the physio. It's everyone's success. This isn't just one person or two. It's everyone's success. So hopefully that when it gets down to that stage, that everybody will join in the celebrations, because it's theirs as well, not just ours.
So Jerry Quinn, Jerry, just give us your reaction to your team and Keith's and all the guys, Brian's and Kieran. You're all Ireland champions here in Inniskillen this afternoon.
Unbelievable, to be honest with you. But in terms of the girls, it's no more than they deserved. It's not just, I suppose, the last 9 months, but a lot of them have been there for the last 6 years. The efforts they've put in, coming into training, matches twice, 3 times a week, over 100 sessions that we've done this year. It's really down to their commitment that today, and today is their day.
And they really put on a performance in the final, didn't they? There was really a big gap in terms of the intensity and the performance levels that Sligo brought compared to Tyrone, who are a massive footballing county as well. But you must be so delighted with that level of performance.
Yeah, we did, and I suppose we reflected on last year on where we could improve, and the girls were very nervous in the final last year. So we worked a lot this year on just going out, enjoying themselves, and we did it at training and practically all season, I suppose, with the exception of probably the Mayo game. We played really, really well, and they brought that intensity that they brought today to most games. And it was kind of all the other games during the season. They get ahead. Once they get ahead 3 or 4 points, they're really comfortable after that, you know.
So, Jerry, the future. I know I said to Keith earlier, today is about today, isn't it, really, about celebrating and the next week or whatever and all over Sligo. But isn't it great from a Sligo LGFA point of view what the future holds?
It is, really. I mean, and these girls and the girls coming up behind them, the girls last year that went ahead of them, they're the future. You've 60-odd girls coming through over a three, four-year period, and they should really be form the basis of our senior team over the next 10 years, you know. So the future is bright when you look at the quality of football that was out there today.
So Martin Seary, chairperson of Sligo LGFA, just give us your thoughts on Sligo becoming the All-Ireland champions under 18.
I guess unbelievable. It's the first All-Ireland title, at underage title for Sligo, no matter how you look at it. It's a fabulous day for us. We've won a few Blitz titles over the years, but this is something else. Probably a good job you didn't try and come near me a half hour ago. You might have got anything out of me, but something else. It's a dream come true for anyone. And for the players themselves, the future looks very bright for Sligo football.
but it's a testament to the players, their families, their clubs, the management, the sponsors, everybody working in cohesion, Gerry, with yourself and the board.
Yeah, at the end of the day, everything worked well. Everyone's connected, everyone, no matter how we look at it. Gerry was there from the board. We had the management, that was something else. And on the day, the players, it's a great achievement considering 12 months ago we were beaten in the Be All Ireland final. We lost 22 of those players. But we had an under 16 team that was in the All Ireland last year as well coming on board, and to turn around and see what we've achieved today is something else.
So great, Martin. You said the future is bright. It's a red letter day for Sligo LGFA, and great celebrations now in prospect.
Yeah, that goes without saying. It's a red letter day. It's probably a long way home to Sligo tonight, but sure, look how we take it.